For you folks out there in Radio Land, a big hello to y'all, and this is what's known as Dead Air.
Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead.
I wouldn't know where to begin, but I know that
Hey everybody, you're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown 88.1 FM. This is show number 415. Start things off with Stumbling and Fallen Bobby doing Hell in a Bucket. He had a little mishap earlier this week during the last show of the run at the Cap. He's doing okay. A lot of people were concerned that it was a health issue, medical issue. Just ended up being a little confusion on prescription medication, apparently. That happens to the best of us, doesn't it? So Bobby was tired. Bobby fell down. Bobby got back up, and apparently he rocked the Boardwalk Hall last night in Atlantic City. We're going to hear a little bit of that a little bit later in the show. Pretty excited. We got Dr. Graham Boone, who's going to be speaking here at Wesleyan University on Tuesday, and we'll talk a lot more about that. He's going to be talking to us in about 15 minutes about what we're to expect and tell us a little bit about himself. It's going to be pretty interesting. If you don't have plans on Tuesday, allow me to convince you. And we got a lot of other good music as well. We'll talk about what's going on and talk about what's happened this week. Let me get back to the music. Got some good stuff from October 31st of 90. Wembley Arena in London. Help Slip Franks. Enjoy. And we'll talk to Dr. Graham Boone on the other side.
Stop to play. Thank you.
help on the way. Well, I know all of this I got you today. Don't fly away, 'cause I love what I love and I want it that way. Stay one more day.
of forgotten space. Your eyes looked from your mother's face. Wildflower seed in the sand and stone. Yeah, the farm we drove, you saved me home. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew. could remain in Canton. But watch by night, but watch by day. If you get confused, just for the music play.
October 31st, Wembley Arena in London, England, 1990. That was Help on the Way, Slipknot into Franklin's Tower. You're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. And we have coming up this Tuesday on campus, Grateful Dead's Dark Star, a psychedelic lecture by Dr. Graham Boone, who we happen to have here live on the air to talk a little bit about what we have in store for us on Tuesday. Good evening, Dr. Graham Boone. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm very happy to have you here. We were talking a little bit before now, because I am actually very excited about this coming Tuesday. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What brings you to the point you are now where you're here at Wesleyan and you're going to be speaking on Tuesday?
I've always been a big fan of the Dead's music, and I came up in the 60s and the 70s, and, you know, they were really transformative for me. Such beautiful and profound music, and like a lot of people, you know, it just kind of changed their lives a little bit, or a lot, and so I went on and did a lot of different things, did different kinds of music as a player, and then I eventually got into a graduate school. I decided I wanted to teach music, and so I became a musicologist, and I did a dissertation actually on medieval music, but still kept this love of popular music, of rock and roll, of the Dead, and so gradually got back into working on the Dead. And of course, there are wonderful people working on the Dead's music from many points of view, and there's a community of scholars out there, some of them in the university and some of them in other jobs and having other lifestyles. But, you know, with that community and kind of working on this stuff, I came back to working on Dark Star in particular. And for me, the question is, how can you bring together your love of the music and the life that you've had through that music? How can you bring that together with what people do as scholars, you know, as lovers of knowledge and wisdom, and teaching, right? Teaching students and all those who are interested in that kind of knowledge, maybe a little more formalized knowledge of the world. So that's kind of how that happened. And this talk is about Dark Star, and it's really about trying to approach it, trying to bring together those two parts of my life in a way, as somebody who loves the Grateful Dead and their music, and then as somebody who's had a lot of training and a lot of thinking about how music works, and in particular how this amazing song Dark Star works. So that's what it's all about. And what I'm going to do on Tuesday is sort of give an introduction to Dark Star and talk a little bit about how the music works, and then show a movie. Because I came up with this idea of a mandala, sort of that marvelous sort of Tibetan force field, sort of a circular organic diagram with spiritual power in it. And I think that's a beautiful way of representing the force field of Dark Star as a musical experience. And so I created a mandala that reflects a lot of the energies and musical themes and trajectories of different Dark Star performances. And so I'm going to show a movie that presents that mandala and animates it with colors and changing, you know, parts of this mandala so that you can listen to a Dark Star and watch through colors and themes in the visuals. You can actually watch the music grow and change and transform. So that's sort of the idea.
I'm sure a lot of people familiar with the Grateful Dead are very aware of seeing the music while it's being performed. Yeah. I'm very excited about this also, because the sheet we got tells, there's a Facebook event for it as well, and I will link to it a little bit later from Facebook if you'd like to join the event. I highly recommend you go. What I'm very excited about is that you are, the two Dark Stars that will be used are from Spring 72, from London,
right.
April 8th and May 23rd.
That's right.
That was just released, the whole European run of 72. Quite a few interesting Dark Stars.
Oh, fantastic now, run, yeah.
The thing is, at that time, you know, it was pretty much every fourth show you'd get a Dark Star. Later on in the 80s, 90s, the Dark Stars became a little more few and far between, something that deadheads would chase, something that you'd God, I thought I was going to get a dark star tonight, you know, and then maybe tomorrow night, you know, maybe I'm not going tomorrow night. If they play it tomorrow when I'm not there, I am going to be so frustrated. And, you know, then when you get it and it feels so damn good when you hear that bass come in and you're like, yes, right. And please don't screw it up, you know. And so what made you decide of such an amount of dark stars to choose from? Why those two?
Well, it's incredibly fun, of course, to go through, and I've been listening to all the dark stars, you know, many times to feel them and feel the trajectory and the musical elements in them. And I was giving a talk in London in the summer of 2012, and I was giving the first presentation of this mandala movie. And I was looking for the right dark star to use, and I listened to a lot of them. I wanted to use a performance that covered as much of that marvelous ground as possible. But I finally ended up using London performances of 1972 because it was the 40th anniversary, and it seemed like a beautiful fit for the London crowd. And, of course, those are beautiful performances, so it worked really well.
So let me get back to basically say who we have here. Of course, you're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. We have Dr. Graham Boone here, who's going to be doing a speaking engagement, for lack of a better term, at the Wesleyan University Center for the Arts. It'll be at the CFA Hall this coming Tuesday. That's 287 Washington Terrace here in Middletown. It's at 8 p.m., and it's free to the public. If you don't have to be a student. I would suggest if you don't know what to do on a Tuesday night, that you find your way out there. I'm definitely going. A lot of my friends are going. If you're a student, do yourself a favor and come. We were talking about how it's becoming a little concerning that the old guard is becoming a little dusty, and we'd like to keep it going. There's a lot of great choices to see the Grateful Dead music performed live almost every weekend. I'd like you to come back to it, and check this out. Let someone explain to you just how wonderful it is. And I'm really looking forward to it because I love hearing people talk about it. And it's hard for me to just beg Dr. Boone to give away more, but I'm really looking forward to the movie. I'm avoiding those dark stars just because I want to hear them fresh that night. So you definitely want to do that. That's, again, Tuesday at the CFA Hall. That's 287 Washington Terrace in Middletown at 8 p.m., and it's free. How else can you not enjoy so much not have to pay for it at all? And I would like to remind that this lecture is co-sponsored by the Music Department and WESU with generous support from the American Studies, the Sociology Department, and Dean Andrew Curran. Thank you for bringing this. So are you doing other, besides Wesleyan, is this happening other places, or are we special?
Right. Well, I've given this talk in London. I gave it in, there's a wonderful group of scholars that study the dead. Again, far flung in their interests, but all love the dead's music, the Grateful Dead. And we get together every February in Albuquerque at an American Popular Culture Association meeting. So I gave that talk there this past February. I gave it at Ohio State a couple of weeks ago. I teach at the Ohio State University in Columbus, wonderful school, with a lot of Dead fans. And so that was a lot of fun at Ohio State. And I'm sure I'm going to be giving it at some other places. And I've been working on getting it onto YouTube and making some other movies, similar movies of other performances to put on YouTube. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I've got a lot of hopes for this.
Well, good. I look forward to see it on YouTube because I have a feeling that after Tuesday, I will want to relive it again. Hopefully there'll be a taper section or not. I do appreciate you coming out and giving us an idea of what to look forward to. You've whet my appetite, and anyone who's in the listening audience, at least local listeners, I know we broadcast all over the world. I don't expect you to get on a plane, but I expect you to possibly care enough about this to find out if it's coming somewhere near you. But if you are in the listening area, and that would be Middletown and 50 miles out, I would expect you to find your way in. And again, that's Tuesday night at the CFA Hall here at Wesleyan University, 287 Washington Terrace in Middletown. Dr. Graham Boone, Grateful Dead's Dark Star, a psychedelic lecture. And really looking forward to that.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I appreciate you coming. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your time in Connecticut.
I love it here.
You couldn't have better days. I'm possibly calling in sick tomorrow just to get one more day of it. So thank you so very much.
Thanks.
And thank you again. And I'm going to keep the music going. And after we play this music, I will tell you what we have going on this week in live music for Connecticut and Massachusetts. The Dead, when they had the Core Four all together, they played at the Izod Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, April 27th with Branford. Whoa, did I say April 27th? April 28th with Branford Marsalis on sax. Here's a very tasty Eyes of the World.
Right outside this crazy sun, you don't got time to cover, so the critic knows. Right outside blazing egg, pretty sun. Thank you.
comes a redeemer. He's slowly to fade away. So quiet, soft, on the heels of the
to find out that you are the eyes of the world. Heart has descriptions, its dreamlands, and thoughts of its own.
We ride on your horse.
Ain't that nice? Eyes of the World. That's The Dead from April 28th of 2009 at the Izod Center, East Rutherford, New Jersey, with Branford Marsalis on sax. You're listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. Thanks again to Dr. Graham Boone for that fantastic interview. Again, I'm really looking forward to this. Grateful Dead's Dark Star, psychedelic lecture by Dr. Graham Boone at the CFA Hall here at Wesleyan University, 287 Washington Terrace at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And it's free to the public. I am really looking forward to this, and I'd suggest you check it out. You can't go wrong. Let me tell you about some other exciting stuff happening aside from this Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, so after that, of course, Thursday night, Guberman and Paris. Guberman and Paradis will be at the Voodoo Grill. That's Scott Guberman and Mark Paradis will be at the Voodoo Grill in Mystic, Connecticut this coming Thursday. Also Thursday, Keller Williams will be at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Looking forward to that. That's a good show always. Friday night, you got a couple choices. Desert Rain will be at the Stonehouse Cafe in Baltic, Connecticut. The Robbie G Band, RGB, will be at La Luna in Brantford. I will be there. That's going to be an exciting show. Saturday night, my goodness, the choices are endless. Only one thing to do. Dead Show at Brennan Sheehan's Irish Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. If you have a band that has some shows that you would like talked about on the air, then by all means, fire me off an email, john@gdradio.net, and I'll be happy to talk about it. So if you had something going on this Saturday, even though I only talked about one band, you got to let me know about it. I will talk about what I can find out about, but if you don't publicize your stuff, I can't help you. So help me help you. You are listening to Dead Air, and I'm having a blast. Let me get right back into the music. So Bobby falls down. Bobby goes boom. Bobby gets back up and rocks the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. They come out with an explosive Jack Straw and end that first set with In the Midnight Hour. Let's listen in.
Thank you. hot and clouds so low. We'll be right back.
from last night. Further, Bobby back in shape, of course. Jack Straw, which started set one, and Midnight Hour, which ended set one. We got Further from Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Make sure you stay tuned because in 15 minutes or less, we have the Psychedelicatessen with Rick.
Woohoo!
And what do you got, Rick?
I don't know yet. I just got back from the Daffodil Festival. I'm still decompressing, but I'm sure it'll be a real long jam just so I can figure out what's going on. But I am on till 11:30. Adrian has finals, so, or not finals, doing a paper or something.
How was the Daffodil Festival?
Oh, it was great. Got to meet a lot of people, saw a lot of great music, did a lot of good recordings, and most of them came out.
WESU loves the Daffodil Festival.
Yes, we do. Oh, next week, Grim Generation's coming in. That should be fun.
What kind of music is that?
On
your show?
Yes. How can I describe them?
Rock and roll?
But it's with a twist. It's pretty good. Kind of jazzy, kind of swingy, kind of strange. It's going
to
be good.
With a name like Grim Generation, I wouldn't have been able to guess what they sound like.
They were at last year's Daffodil Festival. In fact, recording I made is on archive.org. Just, search? Grim Generation Daffodil Festival. You'll find it.
So make sure you stay tuned because the Psychedelicatessen with Rick always has a lot of fun. Next week, Grim Generation performing live.
Yes.
And in 15 minutes, who knows? Should be interesting. I'm going to leave you with this one last bit here. We're going to go a little heavy on Bobby because, I just feel like it, you know. So this is from the Weir Robinson and Green Trio. That's Bobby Weir. Chris Robinson from Black Crowes and Jackie Green from Phil and Friends and His Own Deals. Performing in Bellevue, Colorado, June 3rd of 2012. Here's China Cat Sunflower into I Know Your Writer. Have a good week. See you at The Thing at Wesleyan on Tuesday. Thanks again to Dr. Graham Boone. Enjoy yourselves and be safe.
Bandana like a bomb, I'm dressing like a dime. Manaja. A leaf of all color plates a golden string fit up to a double E waterfall. Oh, oh, for my back. Wild beasts in the way.
the sun gonna shine. My back door someday. The sun.
Your face.